And the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Amid Beis, sagt der Mishnah, Hanaisen Semer Letzabo, a person gave wool to a person who dyes wool, Vigdicha Yoyre, and he overcooked it, and the Semer burnt, Naisen Loi Demei Tzimroi. So he has to pay back the Tzema. Rashi says, Igdicha Yoyre, Sofosa Yoyre, the pot burnt it, Shehirticha Yoysamidai, he overcooked it, Naisen Loi Demei Tzimroi. So he has to pay for the Tzema. He gave him good Tzema, and he ruined it. There's no shvach over here. Later we'll see in other cases the shvach, there's yitzias. The nisraf legamri is completely burnt. And the next bavis we'll see there's a din with the shvach and the yitzi, but here he was mazike completely, so he pays him for the tzema that he had burnt. Tzavoi koir. If the shvach is more than the yitziyah, now let us see Rashi. That means he dyed it in an inferior manner. The Gemara Meforish, the Gemara explains how was this done. Shetzavoy bishiyore tzeva. That means he did not use new dye to dye this tzemer. He used the shirayim. There was on a pot. There was leftover shirayim from the previous tzemer. So he scraped that together and he used that to dye this tzemer. Umazik bekavonehu. He's a mazik bekavone. Lefichoch yodoy ala tachtoine divrei hakel. That means the tzemer came out not too good. So he's a mazik bekavone. Lefichoch yodoy ala tachtoine divrei hakel. That's why it's yodoy ala tachtoine. Perhaps we'll come back to this Rashi later. So what is the din? So the din is like this. What is the taich yodai ala tachtoine? Pshat is as follows. Ima shvach, let's see again, the Mishnah, Ima shvach, yeser ala yitziye, leisen lo yes a yitziye, Ima yitziye, yeser ala shvach, leisen lo yes a shvach. Im Ashvach, Sarashi says, Sheishbiach HaTzemer Yeser Ala Yitziye Shel Tzav. That means the Tzemer didn't come out as nice as it should have been, but Lemaise, it's Mushbach, it says now it's died, it's not raw Tzemer. So now we take two things into consideration. The shvach, which it is now, it is mushbach. So if the shvach that is worth more is yeser ala yitziyah shel tzaba, is more than the yitziyah of the tzaba, noisen loy le tzaba es a yitziyah v'loy schar sholei u'mekabel tzimrei. The Pnei Yeshua is mavaya. Now, we have to understand like this. When this tzaba was hired, there was a price that the tzaba was koitzitz with the bala tzema. That means the tzaba is a kablan. He's mekabel on himself to dye the tzema, and there are certain rates that a kablan gets. He's going to give back a finished product. Going to give back a finished product, so there's a certain rate that a tzaba gets. Now, this rate that they were Kaitzitz is not negayah, because you did not do what I hired you for. I hired you to diet properly. In Savai Kiya, you made an inferior, you dieted, it is an inferior dying. It's not, so this is not your mazik. That means in Yesod you're a mazik. Umazik bekabonahu. By using this inferior dye, you're a mazik bekabone. So the ktsitsa that we had made is not negeya anymore. What I had said I would pay you as a kablan, that is not negeya. But al koponim, now there are other things which we have to take into consideration. About binish vi, the tema is worth more than it was worth before. And Vinishvi, this value came about through the Haitzos of the Tzaba and the work of the Tzaba. That means he did some work and it's worth more. So Mamela, so we pay him like a Yeret Shalei Boshus. That means even though I had hired him, but I had hired him for doing something else, to make a proper tzviya. He made an inferior tzviya. So that's called, he is not doing what we had made up. So the price we were kaitzitz is not negeya. But vinishvi, the bala tzema, now possesses a tzema that's worth more than it was worth before the tzviya. So the shum is as follows. If the shvach is more than the yitziyah, and the yitziyah means the haitzos is a rashi in bab metziyah, hayitziyah shohitzi tzava zeh b'samamonim ve'etzim, there were some expenses that the tzava had. And also, schar tilchoi kishar schir yoim. Very interesting. We're not paying him as a kablan. That means, really, this person was hired as a kablan, but he did not do what he was hired for. So there's a schir yoim, a person who does work, he gets paid by the day. So Mamela, he was working. Binishvi, he was working 5 hours that day, so whatever the rates are, how much one pays, the minimum rates for a worker so that you give him how much each hour that he put into it, that's what we'll give him. So im hashvach yeser al yitziyah. So that means the temer is worth more than it was worth before. So we don't give him the shvach, we give him the yitziyah. That means the shvach came about through your expenses and through your tircha. So we'll pay you this. And the yeser, the shvach, the balatzema will keep for himself. That's what Rashi means, noisel alatzaba es hayitziyah, which means the expenses. The lois char sholim, you don't pay him how much it were kaitzitz. He was really a kablan, which there are different rates. He doesn't get paid as a schir yayim. You give him as a schir yayim. Umekabel tzimroi. And he gets back the tzema. He gets back the tzema. So Lamaise, he'll get some revach from this esek. This is not what he had wanted to, but al kaponim, this revach will belong to him. With the mei tzimroi loy omar den esek. Now later we're going to have a mayor holds if a person gives someone tzema letzvoya odayim v'tzavoy shocher, so the tzabe is kaina b'shinoi. The tzema belongs to the tzaba. He pays him for the tzema. Here it says that the bala tzema keeps the tzema with the shvach. So Rashi says that the meitzimre leyoma the neisiv the likne ihu shvacha the tzema that the tzaba should become the shvach of the tzema. This is not a shinui. I made up with him, we should color it black, and he colored it black. So there was no shinui, there was no maver al das balabayas that we considered that Gazlan should be kind of a shinui. I colored it the same color. But he did it with an inferior dye. That is not nichla, that is not called a Gazlan. So mamela, he's not kind of a shinui. Veleko shinuya de niknaya. So there's no shinui. He would have colored it a different color, that's called he stole it. That means he had no, he was supposed to color it red and he colored it black, so then he'd be kind of bishini. But here, they colored it the same color, so this is not called exhale, it's not kind of bishini. The tzema with the shvach it acquired belongs to the bala tzema, and he pays him the minimum rates for his haitzois and as a schiryoi. The Mishnah says, what if, since this was an inferior dye, so the shvach that comes out is less than the expenses and the tirche that the tzava had put in to create the shvach. Is neisalei as a shvach? So then I just give you the shvach. I mean, that what you did more, I mean, I'm just paying for the shvach. I got a maisa was nishtabach through your pool, but I don't have to pay you for your pool. That's the second case. Case number three, litzvoya loy odoin v'tzovay shocher. Shocher v'tzovay odoin. Here he was maver al das balabai. The balabos told him to dye it one color, he dyed it another color. Rab Meir Oymer noisin loy the mei tzimri. So Rab Meir says the tzaba was koine the tzema b'shinui. So Mamela, it's like he stole tzema and he was mishanit, so the tzema belongs to him and he pays him how much the tzema was worth. Let us see what Rashi says. Litzboya loy odoim koni b'shinui l'Rab Meir. V'layoy v'lay elo demei tzimroi. The tzema belongs to the tzabe, and he pays for the tzema that he was kind of b'shini. Avol loy demei shvache. He doesn't have to pay for the shvach. That means, b'nisht vi, the tzema is worth much more now. He was told to dye it red, and he dyed it black, and then tzema black, tzema is worth a lot of money. That, the gazlan is kind. He's a gazlan. He's kind of. The shvach belongs to him. Oizeh yitein schorei mishulam. V'yikach ha-tzema. But there's an eitzah that the Baal ha-tzema has. That means if the Baal ha-tzema is complaining, I told you to make it red, you made it black, you had no right to make it black, so you're a gazlan. So fine. So you look at it in that perspective, so he's a gazlan, so he's kind of the tzema. It means he took your tzema and he dyed it a color that you didn't say to dye. So he's a gazlan. So mele is kind of bishinui. Now it's worth a lot of money, so he's kind of bishinui. If the bala tzema starts having second thoughts, I mean, lamaisa, good, I wanted it red, now it's black. It's worth a lot of money now. I mean, why should I just end up with the tzema, then now I have tzema tzavua, Shocher, I can get a lot of money from it. Why should the tzaba get this sheva? So if he looks at it in that perspective, so then he can come over to the tzaba and say, you know, I said red, you made it black, no, finished, let's not make a nasik over it, we made up, I'm supposed to pay you X amount of money, here's the money, finish, take the money, and then give me the tzema. Then he'll sell the tzema for a good profit. If he wants to look at it that way, so he can make that it shouldn't be a gzela. That means, if it is a gzela, if it's not a gzela, is dependent on how the Baal HaTzema wants to look at it. If he accepts it, so then it's not a gzela, so then you accept. So pay, Al Kaponim, pay him the price we made up. It's worthwhile for you, Lamaisa, to possess Tzema Shochel, so then pay him. So that's what Rashi says. So if he's looking at it as a gzela and he's not sufriden, it's maver al das balabayis, so then all he'll get back from the tzabe is the meitzimroi and the shvach will belong to the tzabe. But if he wants to derive benefit from the Shvach, so then Yitein Schori Mishulim, then he can pay him properly. So he can make it retroactively that it's not a Gzeila. Then the Yikach HaTzema, then he'll take the Tzema Shocher and he'll derive profit. This is Rameh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im HaShvach Yeser Al Yitzieh, Noisen Lo Yaseh Yitzieh, V'im HaYitzieh Yeser Al HaShvach, Noisen Es HaShvach. Now let's first learn the Rashi, and then we'll go back to the Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Kon is Lay Bahai Deshina, that means, so the Ritas Loshen of Rashi would seem, that Me'ikar Adin, Rabbi Yehuda is also Moite Terameya, and Me'ikar Adin, the Tzemel Tzavua belongs to the Tzabe, he only owes the Bala Tzema, the Meitzimrei, and the Shvach belongs to the Tzabe. But Rabbi Yehuda said, the Konis Lehalai Deshin, he didn't want that this Gazlan should derive benefit from the Gzela crime, pays. So Memeli said, no, the Tzema does not belong to the Tzabe. And so what will be? The Tzema goes back to the Bala Tzema. And what's with the Shvach that he put into it? What is with the Haitzois? Is Liyesh Yodi Latachtoine. So Mamela, with this Nekude that he derives some benefit from him, so Mamela, the Tzaba will be Yodi Latachtoine. And it matters, that's what it says, Ima Shvach Yeser Ala Yitziyeh. That means if it's worth more than the Yitziyah, nice and nice Yitziyah. And again, Yitziyah means over here, the expenses plus how much a Shechir Yoyim would take for the work that he put into it. He gives him the Yitziyah. I was nishtabach through your effort, through your expenses, I'll pay you a cheap rate, minimum rate. Vima Yitziyah Yisera Shvach, nice and nice Shvach. Now let us again see the Loshon of Rashi. B'lei nisani mishvoche. So Mamela, he cancelled the Tzabe, he should not derive benefit from the Shvach, because of his Avla that he did. V'agra nami kulei lo yishkel. And to take the price that they were kaitzitz, he was supposed to pay him, I also won't give you. That means that price was made with a cheshbon, you'll do what I told you to do. You'll dye it red. So there was a price, how much you take as a kablan, as a professional. But that you also won't get, because you didn't do what we made up. Ela yitzia, we'll pay you your expenses, your work as a shechir yoyim, minimum wages, that we'll pay you. Ve'im yitzia yiseir al hashvach. What is that the Yitziyah is more than the Shvach? Yitnan lo yis ha-Shvach, she'ishbich ha-Satzemel. So then I won't pay you for your Yitziyahs. I'll pay you what I'm deriving benefit. L'maise, it's worth more than it was worth before. I'll pay you for that Shvach. V'im yirtze, and if the Bala Tzema wants, loses es choroi, kegoin shehashvach, yoyser al aschar, yitain schoroi. If he wants to give the schar, yitain schoroi. So, l'choire, pshat in this last line of Rashi is as follows. Rashi is making a cheshbon. Rashi said like this, if the Shvach is more than the Yitziyim, then he gets the Yitziyim. Vim Yitziyim Yiseir al HaShvach, Yitin Loi Es HaShvach. Vim HaShvach Yoyser al HaShchar, that's the second, that's the third bovet, that means, let us be Megashim Binyan, let's say the Yitzias were Rechbeis, the Tzema was worth $5, and with the Yitzias and everything, it cost $10. The Shvach is Rechbeis $5, and the Schar is $3, what they had made up. So you can give him the Schar. That's what Rashi is saying, that it's the Yad Balatzema Alol Yoyne. There's a Marshon, a Madura Basra, it's a very modern mice over here. It says Rashi is saying, we have Lechera three cases. The Yitzias were $10, the Shvach is $5, and the Schiris that they had made up to pay him was $3. So Samod the Meister, he made up to pay him $3, and the Yitzias Lameister were $10. I mean, that's the case in Rashi. So the Madura Basra seems to say that it's speaking about as follows. When the Tzaba was Mekabel on himself to die this Tzema, the raw materials were very cheap. So that means that he charged him $3, taking into consideration whatever's going to cost him will be 50 cents, and in Eilus, he's getting $2.50 profit. So Lemaise, he charged them, Lemaise, when he died it, Lemaise, everything shut up, and the Yitzias cost now $10. That's the Yitzias. See, Lemaise, he invested $10. And the Shvach is $5. So Rashi says, if the Baal HaTzema wants, he can pay him the $3. Amir Likazach, it would seem from the Madura Basra, that means if there was an agreement that I'll do it for $3, even though later the raw materials jumped up, he was mekabeling himself to do it for $3. So Mamele can't say now, let's reconsider what I made up. There's no reconsideration over here. You told me you're going to do it for $3, so he can get away with $3. That is what Rashi is saying over here. Now, let us go back to the beginning of the Rashi. Abyuda oima dekonis lei lahai deshina, li yesh yodo tachtoine vlei nisane mishvach. Abyuhude consent the Sabbath, and he should not have anor from the Shvach. So it would seem Meritis Loshen Rashi, Meiker Adin, Rab Yehuda is Moide to Rab Meir. That Meiker Adin, the Tzav is a Gazlan, and he's Koine Bishinui, and really the Tzav should pay the Baal HaTzema the Meitzim Rein. He should have anor from the Shvach. It's his Tzema, it's his Shvach. But he comes into him. No. We're going to show you crime does not pay. And you won't be kind of the Tzema with the Shvach. So Mamela, the Tzema and the Shvach belongs to the Baal HaTzema. Now we have to figure out how much the Baal HaTzema will pay the Tzav. That's the Ritas Loshen of Rashi. There's a Mirdika problem, and just let's mention the problem. We had before, in Bav Tzadikeyam at Beis, Amachlokes, Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. Rab Meir said, if let's say, let's talk about one case, a person was goizel a rochel teune. He was goizel a rochel that had wool on it, and he was goizes the wool. So the Gemara says, meiker adin, ramei holchini is koine, the wool should belong to the gazel. But, ramei cancel the gazel. What? You're gonna get now, you'll derive benefit from your gzela. No. You return back the rochel, gzuzah, and the wool, you're not kind. So the Gemara asks, but here Ameya says, by a tzabe, he is kind of the tzema b'shine? Someone says, no, he's a gazlan. A tzabe is not a, he's madral das palabayas. He's not a gazlan, he's not a criminal by profession. He did something wrong, which perhaps in the Gidrei Gzeila, it's also called a gazel. But he's not a nice wolf. So here, the mayor went, Meikar Adin, Shini is Koine, so he's Koine. a real Goslem, he comes in Matzabe, he didn't come. Rav Yehuda says over there, in that case, we have here this real Goslem, this professional criminal, he stole a Rochel Gzuze, he stole a Rochel Tune Vigozezo. Here Rav Yehuda says that the Tama belongs to him. The Tama belongs to him, Shini is Koine. That's Rav Yehuda. So we see Rav Yehuda didn't cancel. Even though he's a Goslem, he's a professional criminal. No, no. Shini Koine. So Taisvis asks Akasha, so what's over here by Tzabe? Here by Tzabe, all of a sudden Rav Yehuda says, no, 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 no. He has to return the Tzema. He can't keep the Tzema. Even though it's a Shini, he can't keep it. So Taisvis and Rav Tzabe came at Beis, says, two mahalchim, let's say one mahalach, just Taisvis says, Rabbi Yehuda holds, here he's not a Goslem. He's not Koine Beshino. He didn't want to steal it. That what a Goslem is Koine Beshino, if he takes something to steal, take it. So then there's a din Shini Koine. Here, he didn't want to steal it. He wanted to do different than the Balabos told him. So here, Rabbi Yehuda holds, there's no king in Shinoi. That means Rabbi Yehuda is not a Koineus. Rav Yehuda holds when Shini is Koine, is Koine. But if a person is a Goslem, he made a Shini, is Koine. Here, he's not a Goslem. So there's no din of Shini Koine. So that's what Taisa says in that Father Kebe base. Rashi is a shreklich problem. Rashi says over here, the Konis lay lahai, the Shini is Yoda. Here he comes in there. So Rav Yehuda is shreklich modne. When it comes to a real Goslem, there Rav Yehuda says, Mimishin sich nicht. He stole a rochel tune, he keeps the tzema. A real Goslem he keeps. This tzabe, uvinishtvi, is not such a real Goslem, and therefore I made in God. Here he comes. So it's a pella taka, and Rashi is taka a pella. I mean, how Rashi understood Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's episode is a moiridik modne. We see Rameyu who did cancel by a Goslem, but did not cancel by a Tzabe, because he's not a real Goslem, he's not a Goslem. Just, and Rabbi Yehuda by a Goslem, he didn't cancel by here, Rashi is Konse. Rashi by his place, he is a Goslem, and Shini would be kind of a Konse. This is a Shvera Rashi. There's a Taisvis here, but from learning the Taisvis, it's very unclear. The Rosh brings down the essence of Taisvis. It's a very interesting Yerushalmi. So let us, for a few minutes, see the Rosh. We'll see Taisvis brings down a Yerushalmi. The Rosh is in the Dafiya Gemara, Islam, Kuflam, at Hay, by the Rosh. And it's Simon, it's the second Omud and Omud Aleph. Simen Yezayin, the second column, Simen Yezayin. And we'll look at the small mem of the Kolben Nisano. That's around four lines after Simen Yezayin starts on the second column. So Mamela, we'll see here the Rosh starts explaining Rabbi Yehuda. At a small mem, Rabbi Yehuda Oimel, Ima Shvach Yoyser Ale Yitzir, Noisin lo ya itzo, bima itzo, yisair ala shvach, noisin lo yishvach. Lachayre, so the Rosh says, oye misporish mas nisinori. That's mistom harashi lo inspshat and the cheshbe. Im nosin lo yitzema, shove yudin. He gave him tzema that was worth yudin. Va atzabe hoitzi bisamamonim, ubishar hoitzois yudin. That means the tzabe, there was expenses, there was work that he put into it, everything, that's yudinr. Now, so, ima tzema kemoishu hu tzavua shove yoysa me'esrim. Now, lemaise, ache kechlois hakoil, the tzema is now worth, let's say, 25 dinrim. And the shvach of 25 dimrim came out because of the hoitzos of the tzabe. Hainu shvach yeser al hoitzos. V'noisin le'letzaba hoitza osoi. Not the price they made up. That's no, how much he invested to create the shvach. V'hainu yudin. V'im hoyo shove yud chesdin rim. If, I mean, the work of the tzaba and the expenses of the tzaba were yudin rim, but the tzemar is only worth 8 dinrim more. Nice and letzaba, ches dinrim. So that, so lamaisa, I got a revach of ches dinrim, that I'll pay you. That's it. Ubi Yerushalmi loy mashmike. In the Yerushalmi, it seems this is not shot in the Mishnah. The Yerushalmi says a very mechudish tikaloch. Elo lo yitoil ha umin klum. The umin will not get anything. Ache yitoil ha bala tzema mitchile de mei tzimroi. Va ha shvach sho yeroi la shbiach im lo yishin. The Yerushalmi says a meiridik echidish. We'll see soon the Yerushalmi, but the Yerushalmi says a meiridik echidish. That I gave you tzema, you should make it red. If you would have done what I told you to do, I would have had a shvach, let's say, of 5 dinar. I mean, let's say the tzemer is worth 10, and then your work is 10, and it should have been worth 25 dinar. I should have gotten a revach of 5 dinar. So, shteit Yerushalmi made the kechidish. That revach, if you wouldn't have been Mishane, I would have had a revach of 5 dinar. That revach I have to get. That means I have to get this revach, and we won't pay you anything till I get this revach. If I get this revach, if there's something left over for you, mechitaisi, we'll give you. If there's nothing left over, you won't get anything. But the revach that I should have received if you would have followed instructions, that revach I have to acquire. That's what the Yerushalmi le mashma came. Ela lo yitel ha umin klum ad she yitel ha bala tzema mitchile the mei tzimroi va ha shevach she ho yeroi la shbiach im loishin. Vim yesh moiso, if that means I got the shvach that I was supposed to get. And I was supposed to get a shvach of 5 dinrim. I got now a shvach of 7 dinrim. Yesh moisel de meitzema v'loise shvach. That means meitzema is worth 10 dinrim. I was supposed to get a shvach of 5 dinrim. If there's anything more, yita la tzabe. Then the tzabe can start getting paid. De oise shvach horoi lovoi im loishino choshev kekerem. That means that shvach that I could have gotten, and because of your pshia, I didn't get that shvach. I won't lose because of your pshia. And that shvach will belong to me. The garsinim b'Yerushalmi, ma'u ha-shvach yeser aloitzo, barnash, a person d'yoiv l'chavrei, chamisha monin amro. He gave him wool worth 5 monin. V'chamisha monim samonim. Here the Yerushalmi speaks about, he gave him 5 monin worth of dye. V'yud monim agre. And he told him he's going to pay him 10 monim for that's going to be his payment. Om alei zil tzovei sumik. But make it red. V'ozol v'tzovei uchim. Now he went and made it black. V'om alei. So now the Baal HaTzema tells him as follows. Ilu tzovatoi sumik. If you would have followed instructions, you know how much it would have been worth? Esrim v'chamisha money. It would have been worth 25 money. Memela, so memela, I would have gotten a kaponim, a revach of 5 money. I'm paying you your 10 money. And the tzema was worth 5 money. The samonim was worth 5 money. I would have gotten a revach of 5 money. Then you 10 money. V'kibin de tzavata yuchem, but since you made it black, lesu toivel lechof money. Now it's only worth 20 money. So Memele, so what do you want? You say, well, we made up I should get 10 money. So what should be? That I should pay you the 10 money. And I didn't get any revach whatsoever. Oh, no, no, no. At oivedes didoch, anoloi oivedidi. No, 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 no. The revach I was supposed to acquire, that revach I'm going to get. So it's worth 20 money. So my mail is like this. 15 money, we take off the bet. That goes to me. 5 for the tzema, 5 for the simonim, and 5 for the revach. The shvach was supposed to be mine. It's worth not 20 money, so there's 5 money left. These 5 money will pay you. Whatever after my shvach is deducted, v'hodem rinen hoche b'yeret, v'serch soda chaveri shloi b'shus, neitei soda chaveri da'osam, neitei chelke b'kol ha'shvach. That means this is a very mechudish tekedin, that we insure the Baal HaTzema with the shvach that he could have had. Yeshloime de gabi umen shani de kiven shaniten loy letzvoya. It was given to you, and you should have created the shvach. Is kol ma shahoya osid la shvich, whatever shvach there could have been and should have been, choshev kilo kvach shvich. So it's considered already that I acquired the shvach already. So that means you have to lose from your schiris in order to make sure that the shvach that I could have received is like Karen, it's like my Karen. So memela, I have to get back this Karen, and whatever is left, you'll take for your schar. This is a Pesach Yerushalmi. This is how the much clearer than Taisus, but Taisus brings down this Yerushalmi. Now, let's go further in the Gemara. Mai ke'oil. It said in the Mishnah, Tzavai ke'oil. So it says like this, that he meshvach yes leitziya, nais leitziya, yitziya. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Baba Chone, Kalbos. Tzavai ke'oil is Kalbos. Like the Gemara, my Kalbus, Amarabe Bar Shmuel, Kufro Dudi. So what does Rashi say? Kipro Dudi. Kinach Boyes Hayoire. A doid is a dud. A dud is a pot. He went and cleaned out the pot from the remnants of the tzeva that was in this pot, in this dying pot. So he took all the remnants, Kloima. B'sheyore tzeva shenishtayru b'yore, from the remnants of the tzeva, tzavoy. So he dyed it with an inferior dye. Kufro loshen kinuach. He cleaned off, that means he wiped off the remnants of the dye, and with these remnants he dyed the tzema. K'may belay said the parcel of michperei, which means he took a rough cloth to clean it. Bakel Sheikhtim. Fine. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbonu. Hanoisin Eitzim Lacharosh. Laseis Mehem Kise. A person took wood, gave it to a carpenter. He told him he should make a chair. Vaosim Mehem Safsol. He made a bench. Safsol. He told him to make a bench. Vaosim Mehem Kise. So the Gemara compares this to Tzavai Adam v'tzavei shoch. Rameir oimah noisin loy demei eitzav. Rameir says, so this charosh, this carpenter, is a gazlan. That means he took his wood and he made it into his maver aldas balabais. He made it into something else. So he's kind of the wood with shinui. And he has to pay him for the wood. And Rabbi Yudah oimah, ima shvach yesal yitziyah, noisin loy yesal yitziyah. But umayde Rabbi Meir im noisein eitzim lacharosh lasis mem kiseino. What is if he gave wood to a carpenter to make a nice kise? Va'osa mehem kise ki oil. He made not such a nice kise. He made the same thing. He made what he told them to make, but he made a, not a kisei no, he made a kisei koyer. He told them to make savso no versus savso kiyo. So this is mamish like tzavaykir. That means he did what he told them to do, but he did it in a, not a proper manner. He's not called Goslin, because there was no shini over here. So, but then we will not get the price that they were kaitzit. Iboyilu. What does Rashi say? Nice loy de may eitzah from before, the kananu b'shinei. I will know some eitzim. The loy shinei. There was no shinei. He told him to make a chair, he made a chair, but he was supposed to make a nice chair, he made a, not such a nice chair. The loy konis, he wasn't kind of the eitzim, there's no shinei. Yodei al tachtoine, so we'll get either the lesser of the two. Look to Gemara Vaita. Iboyilohu, yesh shvach samonim ala tzema, oy ein shvach samonim ala tzema. Now, what does this mean? Now, we'll see the shaila as the sugya progresses, but Rashi gives us a preview of what the shaila is. Kloima, chazusa milsehi oylav milse. Very interesting shaila. What's the shaila? That if I have Reuven's dye on my tzema, we'll have a whole sugya how this came about. Is it called I have, is there mameini gaboch? Is it called the, well, you have my samamonim. It's on your tzema. So mail is there a tviya chazusa milsis, I can be today, give me back my samamon. You have it. Well, chazusa la milsis, it's nothing. I don't have anything of yours. That's going to be eventually what the shaila is going to be. But in order to understand the shaila, we have to first find out a case, how this came about, that the samonim came on his tzema. That's going to be a whole arichas advar. Iboilu, yesh shvach samonim ala tzema, ayen shvach samonim ala tzema. So the Gemara says, let's try to figure out the case, then we'll clear the shaila. Eichidom, ileime de gozol samonim. If he stole dye, vidakinu, he ground the dye, and then he soaked the ground particles till it became a liquid dye. And now he dyed something with this dye that he had stolen. Can the Baal Hasamonim be teve? Give me back my dye. Chazusa milsa, chazusa lab milsa, do you have something of mine by you, or you don't have something of mine by you? That is the shaila. So the Gemara says, teipik lei mishum de konano b'shinoi. There's no shaila whatsoever. Afilu yesh shvach samamonim, but you can't mon back the chazusa milsa, you can't mon back from me anything. I stole the dye, I made a shinoi in the dye, and I was kind of bishinui, so this is the dye is mine, so I just have to pay you what I stole, finish. But to have a pilpul over here, if there's a psatvi of mameini gaboch, if I have your samamon, I don't have your samamon for sure, whatever the lumnus might be, because I was kind of the dye bishinui. So mamela, so there's no shaila whatsoever. I stole from you raw dye, and that's an amereshini, so that dye belongs to me, and I have to pay you for what I stole. So Moshe says, yeah, such a case, taka, there's no shaila whatsoever. Loitzriche de gozal samonim shluyim. No, we're speaking about that Reuben had tzema. Reuben had samonim Reuben had samonim shruyim. Reuben had samonim shruyim, and Shimon stole the samonim, and he died his begging. Now the shaila is, can Reuben be toiveya from Shimon? You have my samonim, mamayni gaboch. Here there was no kinyan shinui in the samonim. So can he be teveya back the samonim? If Chazusa Milsa, give me back my samonim. Let us see the Gemara. Lo tzriche de gozal samonim shruyim. It's speaking about that he stole dye, which was a very liquid dye. There was no shit. Ma, yesh svach samonim agabi tzema. Do I say Chazusa Milsa hi? The omalei havli samenoi de shakaltino. You took my samamonim, return them. They're on your tzema. Give it back to me. Eidulme ein shvach samamonim al gabi tzema. Or maybe chazuse lav milse. It's nothing. Omalei les loch gaboi vlemida. I don't have anything of yours. I have something of yours. It's, Chazusa lav milse, so mamele, there's no tviya of mamayni gaboch. I don't have a chazusa lav milse. Frech the Gemara, I don't understand. Omri, v'yein shvach samonim al gabi tzema. Afilu will say, that's your shayla. You're claiming a shayla is chazusa milse, and there's a tviya of mamayni gaboch. Give me back my dai. Or, chazusa lav milse, so I don't have anything of yours. This is not Mamayni Gaboch, this is Chazus Alam Milse. Frag the Gemara, I don't understand. Mi motza omale les lecho gaboi v'loi midi. How can this Gazlan tell him that I don't have anything of yours? Namele havli samenoi davsetino. Good. Now it's Chazus Alam Milse. My samamonim aren't here anymore. But you took my samamonim. You took it away from me. It's not here anymore. Fine. So pay for it. Ain't a chanami, there's no tree of mamayni gaboch. It's not here anymore. But you took my samamonim and you made them, and now it's not here anymore. So mamayle, pay me for the samamonim that you took away from me. So that can't be the shayt. So the Moshe, the Shaila is fakir. Ela lahachkis, the Shaila is differently. Ein shvach samonim al gabi tzema. Do we say ein shvach samonim al gabi tzema? Uboi shlumile. You're right, fakir. If chazus alav milse, so yene comes, I have a merdiketain on you. You stole my samonim. You say they're not here anymore. Fine. So pay for it. You stole it, so pay for it now. Oidume yesh shvach samonim al gabi tzema. Or maybe we'll say chazusa milse. V'omalei amon chikamoch. No, fakert. Sheklinu. Fakert. You're right. I took it away from you. Here it is. Take it back. Take back the yesh, the chazusa milse. Take back your samamonim. You're right. Atosi abisi pashati. Take it back. It's here. It's still here. Yesh shvach samonim al gabi tzema. So it's here. So take it back. Like the Gemara Shekhlinu, how do you take it back? But my Shekhli, how can you take back? He's telling him, take back. How can you take back? So the Gemara says, it's off him. You can take it off. Wash it off with soap. Wash it off with soap. From the Mele, so you'll take away from me. I stole your samamonim. It's by me now. Take it away from me. I take it away from me. Wash it with soap. So you're taking it away from me. In fact, the Gemara, very good. aber zofen avuri meber ashov lo yovet. That's good. You're taking it away from me. But al the mitzvah veheshev es agzela rabbi yidam akayim veheshev es agzela. The mitzvah veheshev agzela is not that the gazlon, it should be out of the gazlon's lishus. Veheshev es agzela is that it should get back to the nigzel. You're not returning it. So what are you tying? So what is your shayla? Ein shvach samamoni magabi tzemel. Ein shvach samamoni magabi tzemel. So then you have to pay. It's the samonim are non-existent anymore. You stole from him, die, so you have to pay for it. Yes, shvach samamonim, you don't have to pay for it. Why don't you have to pay for it? You're not making a shavit. Elo, zik te gemorra, hochib maizkinon, de gozal tzemer v'samonim dechat. Oh, no, not pshat as I stole dye, and I dyed my tzemer. If I stole dye and I dyed my tzemer, so you zik have to pay for the dye that you stole. Finished. You can't make a shovah, so you have to pay for it. Yesh vachs money, ain't sach money. No, so the Gemara says the case is a different case. He stole tzemel from Reuven. He stole samonim from Reuven. Right? So there was a double theft. He stole tzemel, he stole samonim. V'tzovei lo tzemel v'anach samonim. And perhaps when he did it, he wanted to steal, so v'kel. So he has wool, he has dye, he dyed the wool. Dann leide jese hier a tshuwe, was tut sich da, ich meine, und man kann mit zu sashove, und man kann mit zu sashove. So man meile, he goes, he breaks the tzema, with the tzeva, he comes and knocks on the nigzol's door, he muche, and so man kann mit zu sashove, so gzele, here's your tzema, here's your tzeva, Baruch Hashem. So that, for shayl, if you say, yesh, vach, samamonim, al gabi, tzema, that means, chazusa, milse, so you're turning everything back. You're turning the tzema, you're turning the tzeva, you're giving everything back. Gevalt. But if ein shvach tzama monim al gabi tzema, so it comes that I'm giving you back wool, chazusa lav milsi, it's not called I'm giving you back tzema plus dai. No. Chazusa lav milsi, it's called, it's only a mare, but it's nothing. So I stole tzema and samamonim, I'm only returning tzema. I'm not returning samamonim. It's not the shayla. Now we're beginning to understand the shayla. So the gemara hochem ma'izkine, kain the gozal tzema v'samonim dechad. I stole the tzema and samonim of Reuven. V'tzov elu tzema b'hanach samonim. And he went and he died that tzema with the samamonim. V'kamahad alei nele le tzema. And now he goes and returns the tzema. Yesh shvach samonim agavi tzema. Do we say that we consider the samonim ba'en chazus amilse? So it's considered I'm returning to you whatever I stole from you. V'kamahadalei samonim v'tzema. And I'm returning to you samonim v'tzema. So fine. Oy dilmo. Ain't shvach samonim al gabi tzema. I'm not returning to you samonim. Chazusa lav milse. V'tzema mahadalei. Samonim loy mahadalei. So I stole two things from you, and I'm only returning one. Frek the gemore. Typically, diyakalei nele. Good. If alumdes, ain't shvach samonim. Agabi tzema, so lemaise, it's not called, I'm making a shove on the samamonim, good. But, what's the din if a gazlan steals something and it's not ba'en? So you pay for it. You pay for it. I mean, there's a din. Beheshev, malihem, malidmeim, or beshilim, whatever the makar of tashlum exela is, if you don't return the dova hagozel, you pay for it, so that's also called a shove. Fine. He's not returning the Samamonim. He stole Samamonim, and now Chazus Alamotzi. But this Tzemer is Tzemer Tzemua now. It's worth money. It's before you had Ro Tzemer, and now you have Dai Tzemer. This is worth money. So I'm paying you for the Samonim. So what's your Lomda Sheshaila? You're crying along the Sheshaila. Is he returning this Samonim? Is he not returning Samonim? Is that a very long the Sheshaila? Is he Mekayim Ve'eshim? Is not Mekayim Ve'eshim? Am I not Kamina? But I'm returning to you Tzemo Tzavua. I'm returning to you Tzai Tzavua, which is worth more than Samazai Tzema. So I'm paying you for the Samonim with the Tzemo Tzavua. So what's the Sheshaila? That's the Gemara's Kasha. A typic like the Yakele Nele Bedomi, it's worth more money by him. So you're getting paid. So I saw Mirdi Kikash in the Atereshmu. He asks, it's worth more money. He 100% says, who does this, you have here Tzemel Tzavua. Tzemel Tzavua, not before the Tzemel was worth space. $100, now it's worth $150, whatever it is. Who does this Tzemel Tzavua belong to? It belongs to the Balatema. The Shvach belongs to the Balatema. Maybe he has to give him the Yitzias. But who says the Yitzias are equivalent to how much the Samamonim were worth? We're talking about, he took Yenim Tzema, he only gets Yitzias. He's not, the Shvach L'chayre belongs to the Balatema. The Shvach belongs to the Balatema. The Gemara says so. I mean, if we'll say that this Gazon was Kaima the Tzema Beshinui, since he died it, Loshning Mosa Mashma like that, because the Gemara says, Kamahadalei Samonim Betzema, mein, if he's Kaina Beshina, so it's, Shini is Kaina, so Samazay is mein, the Gemara Vais says he's Mekai Mitzvah Sashove with the Samonim in the Tzema. Mosa Mazin speaking about Kinyin Shinui. So the Gemara asks, Safilo Ain Shrach Samonim Al Gabi Tzema, but it's worth more money. So he is. That gets worth more money, but that doesn't belong to the Gazlan. That belongs to the Nigzel. The Gazlan will only get the Hitzos, whatever, for what a Schir Yom gets. So he didn't pay up yet for the Samar money. So we have to understand the Gemara's Kasha, but the Gemara means Tepek Lei the Yaka Lei Ne Lei Bedomi. So this we have to understand. And for the Gemara, loitzriche dezol tzive. Dezol tzive. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, v'tarnuhu sholon b'mayim kedarko. He soaked it in water. The ground samamonim, he soaked in water. And now he died his tzema. Mi boilon yeshvach samonim al tzema dechasus milsi. Va'omale havli samanoi deshav zotino. Can the boilon aim lekamon? So the Gemara had learned, if you say chasus milsi, he says it's mameini gaboch. Give me back my tzema. If chasus alav milsi, give me back my samamonim. Give me back my samamonim. And if ain't shvach samonim agabi tzema. So there's no time of a money gabor. Omri, so the Gemara says, V'yem shvach, v'mot somo lei leslo gaboy v'lamid ebit miye. Nehei nami dechazusa lav milsi, einuch nami, I now don't have anything of yours by me. O leima lehavli samanoit avsadetinu. You took my samamonim and you got rid of them. Now they're not here anymore. So pay me for my samamonim. Sofin shvain is a type of a soak. So the Gemara said, no, it's speaking about that he stole the Tzemer and the Samonim from one person. And now he's giving back the Tzemer died. The Tzemer died. Do we say Yeshvach Samoni Magabi Tzema Dechazus and Milsehi? Kamahadalei Tzema, he's returning to Tzema. Kamahadalei Samonim Kloima Bahashova the Tzema. When he's returning the Tzema. Kamahadal Samonim, so he's also giving back some Amonim. So Mamel that so he's made a good Hashova. Or do we say that Ein Shvach Samonim al gabe Tzemer, so he's only giving back the Tzemer, and he's not giving back the Samonim. So the Gemara says, I feel he's not giving back Samonim, but the Tzemer is worth more, so he's paying for the Samonim. So the Gemara answers, the Zul Tzive. So let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says as follows. The Zul Tzive, Tzema Tzavua Huzal Boilam. Now the Tzemer de Kerashi. What was the Kashe? I'm giving you back dyed Tzema, dyed wool, and with the, since I'm giving you back dyed wool, which is worth more than the wool that I had stolen, so this dyed wool is, with this dyed wool, I'm paying up for the Samonim. So, what's your problem? And for the Gemara, the Zul Tzive, Tzive does not mean die, Tzemel Tzavua Huzal Bo'ilo. Raw dyed wool is worth very little. There's a new process in the, by the manufacturers, you don't dye raw wool. Dyed wool is worth very little. Tzemel, the Gemara asked Akasha. The Gemara asked Akasha, he's paying for the Samamonim. He's paying for the Samamonim. The wool, now that it's dyed, is worth much less than raw wool. So Mamela, you're not paying back anything for the Samamonim. Who's our boy, lo? The Ein Magian, the Magia Hashvach, Lidmei Samamonim. Maybe it's worth it, it's the Tzemer, but Al Kaponim, it is not worth how much Samamonim is worth. So Rashi had a problem, but if all of a sudden we see that Tzemer Tzavua got cheaper, so if I would return to you the Tzeva, it also would be worthless. So what's your complaint? So Rashi says, V'omalei nigzol ani hayisi meicha Samonim. No, dyed wool got cheap. Samonim is still on the same price. So Memele, by you dyeing raw wool, now it's not worth too much. So Memele, you're not paying me up for my Samamonim. And my Samamonim have a value. So there's a market value for Samamonim. Oi, hoi, yisi, tzeveya, beget. Or else, I'll tell you, I wouldn't dye wool, I'd dye a beged. Which, that is a chshibis. There was no shvach in the tzemel. Because tzemel tzavua got very cheap. So what is the teretz of the Gemara? The teretz of the Gemara is as follows. We're speaking about a case that Reuven stole Tzemer and Samonim from Shimon. And then he went and he dyed the Tzemer. So if you say, Yeshvach Samonim al-Gabi Tzemer, so Memele, I'm making the Yeshvach Samonim al-Gabi goes, I stole from you Tzemer, here's your Tzemer. I stole from you Samonim, here's your Samonim. So Memele, I was Makai Mitzvah's Vesh. But if you hold ain't shvach samamonim al gabi tzemel, so memela, the samamonim are non-existent anymore. Not zachazus abalm, it's non-existent. So I'm returning to you tzemel. Now the Gemara asked Akasha, but he's giving him back tzemel tzavua, which is a payment for the samamonim. Someone says, no, I got news for you. Tzemel tzavua is not worth too much. The tzemel tzavua is not worth too much. So Memele, so he's not paying back for the Samamonim. That's the terrors of the Kash. Let us just see Rabbi Kivega and Gilyan Ashas. Rabbi Kivega, Lefi said the Zoyl Tzibah, the way Rashi says Pshat, Zoyl Tzibah means Aino, the Tzema, Tzavua Huzal. That dyed raw wool is not worth too much. Amal Sabon, the Matzman, Lehuzal. But Tamuali, the might Tzorich Huzal, why do you have to have this whole scenario that dyed wool is Huzal, and some Amonim will have the same, but my Lama Bepshitis, the Huzlo Samon. Some of them also got cheaper. But Avgamdi lo machon, and the 100% of people have sold them now. Some of them went down the drain. Mikom okay, avakim in the shvach some amonim, v'loy mikri hashove, have a kenever dag zelon, the mishalm kishas and zelon. But so, why does Rashi have to make this whole geratzke that, if you would have returned to him some money is worth money, some tzavu is not worth money. Again, why do you have to say all these ikim talach? Some money also went down the drain. But if you'd return to me some money, so that's the din. I stole something, I'm returning it to you. It's worth less. But I'm returning it to you. So that's called mitzvah hashoveh. But since chazusa lav milse, some emela. Since Chazusa Lav Milsa, Samamela, I'm not returning to you the Tzeva. I'm not paying for the Tzeva because now it became very cheap. Samamela, I have to pay you for the Tzeva. Rabbim is koshli ala gemor. My tzorch lukmi de gozal Tzeva v'samonim b'chad. Luki k'demi kore. Let us say it's speaking about the way we learned before. The gozal samonim shruyim, the tzova tzemer shaloi. V'huzal habi, the old kimte, atche tzemer im atzeve sholov ein oilum, v'dmei atzeve kshoye bidin agzeil. That means, again, it's not worth how much the tzeva was worth pishas. The tzemer with the tzeva is not worth as much as the tzeva was. V'yesh shvach samonim, mahadalei asamonim, that means Abba Kveg is asking, he says, I have a posha to kash. I have a kasha. Why did the Gemara in the beginning was learning he stole samonim and he died his tzema? And then we had a problem. So if you'll yeshvach samonim, how can you return it? So Abba Kveg says, I'll tell you a posha to zach. Since the Gemara is noches now, that Simonim, the market by Simonim went down the drain, she says, I'll tell you, poshtezach. When he stole Simonim were a very expensive item. Simonim cost $25, Simonim. Now, he stole the Simonim for $25. He died his tzema that was worth $5, but then Samonim went down the drain, so his tzema with the Samonim is not worth $10. All it's worth is $10. So Memele, we have a Shaila. If we say, yes, Shvach Samonim, so I'll give you back my tzema with your Samonim on it, Baruch Hashem, I don't have to pay $25. I'll give you back for $10, I'm Yaitz Machi of Hashovet. That's if you hold the yesh shvach samonim al gabi tzema. If you hold ein shvach samonim al gabi tzema, so memela comes out when I'll give you back my tzema, not returning your tzema. So memela, I have to pay you $25. So Rabbi Kivega is asking, Sivis are coming to Zol Tzibit, so why do you have to change the case that he stole tzema and tzema? Let's remain by the old case. And the shaila is, can he part himself with the hashavas tzemer tzavua, or can't he part himself with the hashavas tzemer tzavua?